not only in Thailand, but also internationally recognized. Professor Dr. Jira Hongradarom, Project Chairman and Secretary General of Foundation for International Human Resource Development, talked to Radio Thailand in various topics about the King's philosophy, so-called sufficiency economy, philosophy of His Majesty the King of Thailand, which has come to be known overseas.
The best example of what I learned from the King is that the King tend to support the vulnerable group, especially the disadvantaged group. I think at that time, Thammasat didn't have any rural sector or agricultural department, but we have many faculty of economics, faculty of law, faculty of political science. And those faculty, I think they are very keen to support the urban poor, especially the labor force in the urban area, labor force, unskilled worker being protected by contributing 3% of their payroll and government 3% and the employers another 3%. So the coverage of the health care and later on in the area of unemployment as well. So I think that is the spirit of His Majesty the King was there for 15 years. I have been traveling to many countries in neighboring countries, namely Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam. And we have workshop on sufficiency economy with the Cambodian government officials and some academic, including some private sector. And the Cambodian people begin to understand the importance of sufficiency economy. That is not only the philosophy in Thailand, but it's a philosophy in the region also. Okay, so that was very successful. And even now, General Prayut begin to use the King philosophy to promote understanding. Recently, for example, at ACD, and recently at the Group of 77 group, for example. I think the continuation of General Prayut to support the King philosophy was really appreciated by all of us. I'm happy to say that I invite Dr. Sumit Tanti Vechkun, who also a very close advisor to the King, to Yunnan, China. It was well received by the people in China that the King philosophy was used to create what we call people-to-people diplomacy. And you know, one Chinese person, I remember very clearly when he listened to Kun Sumit Tanti Vechkun and deeply understanding the philosophy of His Majesty the King. And he said that even though the philosophy belonged to Kingdom of Thailand, but is there no limit? Because now it can be shared all over the world. In conclusion, I'd like to say that recently, the UN Development Sustainable Goal, 17 goals that they set up, now they're linked with sufficiency philosophy, because sufficiency philosophy is a mean to achieve those goals. Goal of climate change, goal of green environment, goal of no poverty, goal of clean energy and things like that. Those goals cannot be possible without deeply understanding His Majesty the King philosophy, consisting of three components. One is you go in the middle path. Second, you have system thinking, you think in scientific term. And thirdly, you try to make sure that you deal with risk in the future. You know how to make sure that you immunity from danger in the future. So in conclusion, all the things I have said culminate into the prize of United Nations on Human Resources Award, where Kofi Annan, I think about 6 years ago, came to present to His Majesty the King. I think this prize, people in Thailand should be proud, because it's one of the best prizes by UN. I don't think there was a second person in the world who received prize on human resources like His Majesty the King.
And as for the interview with Professor Dr. Jira Hongradarom, Project Chairman and the Secretary General of Foundation for International Human Resource Development, this special report is compiled by Kunjira Sukchina Chorn. Chanyagampin Green, reporting.